Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hoist your blade. Walk with the wild wolves around.
The indie hit of the year from a cabin in Vermont. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today is the last of our four special shows featuring some of the best live music performed in our Soundcheck studio during 2008. 2 years ago, things weren't going so well for a guy from Eau Claire, Wisconsin named Justin Vernon. He'd lost his band, his girlfriend, and maybe some of his wits. So he retreated to an isolated cabin in the woods of Vermont and spent two very cold months there writing and recording these heartbreaking songs. 2 years later, things are better for Justin Vernon. He released those cabin songs under the name Bon Iver. The album's a critical hit in the indie world, and here is Bon Iver with a song called Creature Fear. Performed live in our Soundcheck studio, the song Creature Fear from the indie rock band Bon Iver, a.k.a. Justin Vernon. When we last met singer-songwriter John Doe, he had just finished recording an album of songs about psychopaths and failed relationships. When we last met Kathleen Edwards, she had just finished a record with characters from the wrong side of the tracks. But when the two of them got together, they found themselves in a surprisingly sunny place. Here they are on Soundcheck with their collaborative song, The Golden State.
You are the hole in my head. I am the pain in your neck. You are the lump in my throat. I am the aching in your heart. We are tangled we are stolen. We are living with things are hidden.
You are something in my eye, and I am the shiver down your spine. You are, oh, the lick on my lips. I am
on the tip of your tongue. We are tangled. We are stolen. We are buried up to our necks in sand. We're luck, we're fate. We are the feeling you get in the Golden State. We're love, we are hate. We are the feeling I get when you walk away. Sensation, you are my needles and pins. I am your hang on the morning. We're tangled, we're stolen. We are living with things are hidden. We're luck, we're fate. We are the feeling you get in the Golden State.
The Golden State is the name of that song. It was written by John Doe, but recorded by the two of them, John Doe and Kathleen Edwards, and they performed it live together here in our Soundcheck studio. This is the last of our special series of four programs devoted to some of our favorite musical performances here in our studio. In the 1920s, Brazilian artists considered themselves cannibals. They even created a term, antropofagia, to explain what they did. They ate European culture and mixed it with their own identity. New York-based Brazilian percussionist Ciro Baptista has devoured a lot in the past three decades, having played with people like Paul Simon and Yo-Yo Ma, so it's easy to see why he brings that anthropophagia concept back to his new album, Banquet of the Spirits. Here he is with his ensemble and a live performance of a song called Mumucata, Ciro Baptista, on Soundcheck.
Oh,
Mumukata is the name of that song from percussionist Ciro Baptista and his ensemble, recorded live in our Soundcheck studio. In October, we opened those studio doors to Sam Champion. No, not that Sam Champion, not the blonde, bright-eyed New York weatherman, but the boisterous Brooklyn-based rock band that borrowed his name when they formed about 3 years ago. In that short time, the quartet has generated quite a buzz heavy on the reverb, with their mid-tempo guitar rock. Here's their performance on Soundcheck.
Don't panic, she sang, top of the
That's the band Sam Champion and a song called Lorraine. Performed live here in our Soundcheck studio, this is the last of our four-part series of favorite live music moments from 2008. Still to come, a hip string quartet, an English rapper, and more. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're back with the last of our four special programs featuring the best live music performances on Soundcheck during this year of 2008. The Calder String Quartet may be a bit like a rock band. Their MySpace page touts influences like Tupac Shakur, Radiohead, and Dr. Dre. With their matching dark suits and skinny striped ties, they look more mod than Mozart. And while the Calder Quartet doesn't overlook Beethoven or Mozart, they've also lately been working with rockers like Andrew W.K. and the Airborne Toxic Event. Here's the Calder Quartet, on their own, playing a piece by the guitarist and composer Fred Frith called Lelikovich. That's called Lelikovich by the English-born, Oakland-based, improvising guitarist and composer Fred Frith. The performance is by the Calder String Quartet. There must have been hundreds of bands from the UK in Austin, Texas for last year's South by Southwest Festival, and while many of them were channeling the sounds of Black American music, as Amy Winehouse did so successfully last year, none did it quite like The Heavy. This quintet from a tiny town outside of Bath mixes a hard rockin' sound reminiscent of Led Zeppelin or the White Stripes with the sounds of classic Curtis Mayfield soul. Here's their performance on Soundcheck from our live show at the South by Southwest Festival. That Kind of Man is the name of the song from the band The Heavy, from their live performance on our live broadcast from the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. In the late 19th century, English poet Edward Lear wrote a poem about a strange animal called the Scroobius Pip and the futile attempts by the rest of the animals to figure out exactly what he is. In the early 21st century, a strange figure called Scroobius Pip has appeared on the London music scene. The bearded English rapper, with his semi-bearded beatmaster, Dan Lesac, performed live in our studio. Their set was cut short because it was the day that Eliot Spitzer announced his resignation as governor of New York, but they did manage to get one song in. Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip is the way the band is billed, and here's their song, Thou Shalt Always Kill.
Thou shalt not steal. deal if there is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Dekker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, or Syd Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Mitch Hedberg. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch My Sweet 16. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your little poem or song. You self-right. Turn to the same club or bar, week in, week out, because you once saw a girl that you fancy, you're never going to talk to anyway. Thou shalt not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band, Led Zeppelin, just a band, the Beach Boys, just a band, the Sex Pistols, just a band, the Clash, just a band, Crass, just a band, Minor Threat, just a band, the Cure, were just a band, the Smiths, just a band, Nirvana, just a band, the Pixies, just a band, Oasis, just a band, Radiohead, just a band, Block Party, just a band, the Arctic Monkeys, just a band, Next Big Thing, just a band. That should give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. That should remember the Guns, Beaches and Bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. That should not make repetitive generic music. 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 That shall not pimp my ride. That should not scream if you want to go faster. That should not move to the sound of the wickedness. That should not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, that should not say ho. When I say hip, that should not say hop. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Your girlfriend was a freak like me. That should spell the word phoenix, P-H-E-O-N-X, not P-H-O-E-N-X. Regards to the Oxford English Dictionary tells you. That should not express your shock at the fact that Sharon got off with Brad at the club last night by saying "Issy." That shall think for yourself. And most importantly of all, thou shalt always. Thou shalt always kill.
A bit of musical advice from Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip. The piece is called Thou Shalt Always Kill. Just about a year ago, Tyler Ramsey was a singer sideman working on the music scene in Asheville, North Carolina, until one fateful recording session later, he found himself opening up for the Seattle-based group Band of Horses. He was actually invited to join that Seattle-based group, but he's continued to maintain his solo career, and he came to our soundcheck studio to play the song called A Long Dream.
Thank you. Where were you swimming to? It was to the other shore. What were you swimming away from? I can't stay with you no more. I had a long
from singer, guitarist, and songwriter Tyler Ramsey, that's A Long Dream, which he performed for us here in our Soundcheck studio. Coming up in a moment, a live mix of Americana and Chinese music from Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet. That and more coming up. This is Soundcheck.
Oh,
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this is the final chapter of our four-part series of shows with the best live performances in our Soundcheck studio this year. Take a moment and think of two compatible musical styles. Jazz and blues play nicely together. Funk and rock, like peanut butter and jelly. But it's unlikely you'd think of pairing Appalachian folk and traditional Chinese music. But that's exactly what banjo player Abigail Washburn did on her last record. And she did it with the help of some formidable bluegrass talents, including banjo master Bela Fleck. This is A Fuller Wine from Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet on Soundcheck.
Skies are clear, except your blinding constellation. Still you fall beyond the west, except this beating tune in my chest.
Everywhere I go, I look for.
That's Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet, a group that features, among others, the banjo whiz Bela Fleck. The song's called A Fuller Wine. The band called The Real Tuesday Weld plays music written in 21st century London, and I mention this only because you might otherwise think that they've dug up some long-lost Cole Porter songs or something else from America in the mid-20th century. Stephen Coates is the man behind, or in front of, The Real Tuesday Weld, and his songs evoke a place and a time that's hard to pin down. His latest effort is called The End of the World. And on that cheery note, here is The Real Tuesday Weld with a song called Epitaph for a Dream. That's The Real Tuesday Weld, Stephen Coates and Company from London, and Epitaph for a Dream played live here in our New York studio. And we've been listening to some of our favorite live musical moments from Soundcheck in 2008. Marco Benevento is the keyboard-playing half of the Benevento-Russo duo with drummer Joe Russo. The two of them have attracted a lot of attention in the indie music world for their high-octane instrumentals, but Marco has also been following a solo career. And while his arsenal goes from electronic keyboards to mangled speak-and-spells and other toys, he's also quite happy with the good old piano. Here he is with a piece called Bus Ride. Bus Ride is the name of that piece from keyboard player and composer Marco Benevento, played live in our soundcheck studio. And this has been the fourth of our four-part series of some of our favorite live musical moments of 2008 here on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, and during the course of the past year, we had engineering assistance from Rob Christensen, Paul Schneider, Edward Haber, Damon Whittemore, Bill Bowen, and Richard Rusinkovich. Our program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you'll be with us for as much as you can of the next year. You never know what kind of live music will be coming out of our Soundcheck studios here at 93.9 FM WNYC.